Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The whole family is here.
Yay! Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So glad to be with you, Stacy, Dustin, and Jordan Silver on this beautiful Thursday morning in Kansas City.
Yeah!
Man, that was exciting. I'm excited
now. You sound like
now.
A game show host.
I could do that.
He would totally be
a
good one.
Oh my God.
Do you know where we're going to be in exactly 24 hours?
Kegs and eggs.
Well, that sounds like when somebody gets something wrong on our game.
Can
you do it like the ding? Like the
kegs and eggs.
Sorry, that.
Wow.
I need to retry that one.
Hey, Jordan, are we going to be at kegs and eggs?
Yes, we're going to be at kegs and eggs. And just so you know, Buzz family, we are completely aware of the new running joke about kegs and eggs.
Wait, are we? What is it?
Everybody keeps asking if the performers are not going to make it because they hit a deer.
Oh, sure.
That is the new joke.
The one time it happened out of all the other kegs and eggs, that's the one that sticks.
They're like, should we come? Because, you know, the artists might hit a deer on their way here. That's what happened to Barnes Courtney. But everybody was okay.
But no one cares.
I know.
That joke's really going to be prevalent if Deer Hunter ever does the kegs and eggs.
Can we get them to do it?
Jeez. No.
I'll call Casey up right now. I will call him right now.
No, you have his phone number?
No, I will figure it out.
No one knows who he is, though.
Stop.
Hey, here's the thing. I will have Deer Hunter come and do an in-studio, like, for you, if you can get me Taylor Swift's phone number.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a fair trade.
Deal.
Challenge accepted.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You kidding?
Everybody's just noticing you. I listened.
I'm going to be on so many, like, I'm going to have so many restraining orders. During this process.
I know. I think I have one already.
Yeah, probably.
It's worst. But yeah, we're going to be at Kegs and Eggs tomorrow. So excited for Run River North.
Yeah.
And poor Dustin, he's going to be here pushing buttons.
I'll be here slinging the buttons. It's okay, though.
You're going to be doing the hard work.
Let's hope that no one hits a deer, because last time you guys came back and took my spot away from me.
No.
Yeah, that meant that you could relax over there instead of having to hit all these buttons.
Yeah, but then... I want to give the people what they want.
Mm.
Not giving the people what they want.
Then you got to go, I don't know, drive the band? Pick them up in a van?
I could probably do that. Where are they coming from? Do we know?
I don't know.
Who cares? Doesn't matter. They're coming to Kansas City. That's all that matters.
That's right. 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm always surprised that there's so many people that show up.
Before the doors even open.
Right.
Because Buzz family kicks ass.
They do. There's a lot of things that I wouldn't wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning for, to put on my face and go. But I'm just so impressed.
I know.
And then there's beer.
Yes, there is.
There's cocktails from Tito's Vodka. There is food provided by Grandma's Catering. And music. And us. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
I just want people to like come up and talk to us that show up for this.
Yeah, don't be afraid. We're here to enjoy your conversation with you guys.
I'm the only one with a bodyguard, so you can talk to everybody else.
Is your bodyguard going to be there?
Yeah.
Why am I not surprised? Here's Run River North with Run or Hide.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I don't remember exactly who it is, so I'm definitely like stealing this from someone, which is unfortunate, but it's the funniest thing. I have a friend who said that they want to take the sound of their pet throwing up and make that into an alarm, because nothing gets you out of bed faster than that.
Or that, like that dry, like,
right. Mm. That's what my cat was doing this morning.
Oh.
At like 3 a.m., I could hear him go like, that's what he always has this really sad meow. And then you hear,
oh my God, that sound.
But it's great. We're down to like a science now where I have just enough time to do a ninja kick out of bed, because that's how I get out of bed. And it's so fast. The second you like wake up and you hear, run over to the kitchen.
Do you cup under his mouth or do you move him to like hardwood floors?
No. I don't touch him because I know we've been together for like 12 years now. So, mm-hmm. It takes, we've been through this a little bit. Okay. I run to the kitchen, grab like 400 pieces of paper towels, run over to him while I'm folding it. And then slam it right underneath his mouth. The thing is, he like turns his head always like the last minute, and then doesn't puke on what I want him to puke on. But we've been doing it for so long, so that now I just have this little like swoosh, and he throws up on it.
That's incredible.
I love that. Absolutely disgusting.
The whole time I can't breathe.
You guys have pets? Dustin, you have 400 dogs at your house.
I only have two, and when they throw up, it is absolutely disgusting because it's mountains of things. Sliding paper towels under it is not going to work.
Well, that's the difference.
I have to grab plastic gloves and scoop up and put into a plastic grocery bag. Yeah, see? This is why, that's all I'm envisioning. So the entire time you're talking, I'm like, please stop talking about animal throw up.
It's much daintier with cats. You have two cats.
I've got two cats. And just the other day, Marley had to throw up on the hardwood floor, and it was so runny. I'm like, I need to let that sit and congeal before I pick that up.
Oh my God.
What are we doing? It's 6:12 in the morning.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
From all across the country, ask me if I had a really bad interview with Beck yesterday.
Oh, like they thought you conducted it yesterday?
Yes. Yeah. Based on all of the information that the Buzz family had been putting on my socials.
That's so bad. It was not good.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I listened to the podcast yesterday. Mm-hmm. First off, you guys are mean.
Hold on.
Secondly, Beck did not do her any favors whatsoever.
I gave her that yesterday.
So we can't blame her.
No, we definitely can, and we did, and we will continue to do so.
Can't blame Jordan for anything.
Do you still have that page of comments?
Oh, I saved it somewhere. Yeah, let me pull that up.
Because the comments were the worst of everything about that. Like, the interview was horrible, I get it, but the trolls that wrote things on the bottom of that was the worst.
I can't even imagine.
I really don't think it went that bad.
It was one of my first ones.
In light of him saying, yeah, no, yeah.
Right, elaborate a little bit.
What was she supposed to do there?
Hey, Dustin, in 2001, you said that, like, you don't have a cell phone. Do you, like, have a cell phone now?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like the artist that would have one. Jack White doesn't have one.
And like 2001, you said that like MySpace, you have a MySpace. Have you ever like looked at your page?
I don't think I said like every 5 seconds. Did I?
I was also four.
Thanks for playing along.
You're welcome. Dick.
That's how it was with Beck.
See?
Thank you.
See, I could have just said a bunch.
I think you're doing good.
Oh, God.
I think you're doing so good.
Chris,
I think you're doing
shut
good.
Shut up, Stacey. Oh, I'm going to get you back so hard.
Can we give her an interview?
Oh, just wait. Chris, you found the comments.
I found some comments that had been written underneath the video on there. And shall I start with the nicest or the meanest?
How many nice ones are there?
There are none. So I'll just start from the top. Do you even listen to what he is saying? Why do you laugh after everything he says?
Because it's funny, I guess.
This is literally the worst. I hope you die and film it so we can finally have a conclusion to this disaster.
Oh my God.
That's dark, man.
Do you even have a job anymore after this?
That's a valid question.
Shut up, Stacey.
Who hired you? I hope you...
Laszlo! The answer is Laszlo!
I hope you killed yourself after this. They get mean on the
internet. Jesus!
My God, can you stop laughing after every single effing comment? Mm-hmm. Did they allow you to give this interview because you were dying of cancer and this was your make-a-wish?
Jeez Louise, dude.
This is what it's like to be a personality. That was a bad interview. I think I wrote half of those comments, but
you were nervous.
Yes, thank you.
So that's why you laughed at everything.
Yes, trying to make some sound. He wasn't making sound with his mouth.
Do you know how boring that interview would have been if she didn't laugh? Like, at least ask me about the phone.
Hey, in 2001. You said that you didn't have a phone. Do you have a phone now?
No. Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
Right.
Then just go on to the next question.
Thank
See
you.
How awful that would
you're
be?
Right.
You
I'm
know
sorry.
What we could do? We could take this interview and take the Jordan Silver bits and questions and the responses and just put any interview in its place because it doesn't matter what they say that she's just got the next thing going. That'd be great.
Actually, what we're going to do is we've got an email chain going on right now with Blink-182's management, and Mark Hoppus wants to talk to us, but one of you two are
not
going
it.
To do the interview. No, no. One of you two are going to do the interview. And we're going to let the Buzz family pick who does that interview. Because guess what? Interviews are hard. And guess what? Interviews on the phone, 10 times harder.
Oh, you can't read body language or anything like
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. And if the connection sucks,
oh
we're going to do it live on the radio. And I'm just going to sit back with Dustin and watch you guys do it. So I'm going to put it up on my Instagram, on the Buzz's Instagram, everywhere. And please text in to who you would like to do the interview. You can't do it both together.
Mm.
It's going to be either Stacy or Chris.
Buzz family, I don't ask you for much, but for the love of God, don't make me do this.
I'll say you can either vote for the disaster of an interview that it will be for Stacy, or the you have no idea what I'll ask him for these questions, because it's not going to be a normal interview if I interview him.
Good point. Also, I feel like there's a lot of pressure for me because Mark Hoppus, I freaking Blink 182.
Right. Oh, so it's like you're sitting there with a legend.
Oh, weird.
Oh, shut up.
That kind of sounds like it.
Shut up.
Buzz family, who should do the interview with Mark Hoppus? Should it be Stacy Moody?
No. No, it shouldn't.
I think it should be Stacy. Watch that disaster.
Or should it be Chris Minders?
Yeah.
Because you
yeah.
were the one that found the stuff, but you just laughed the whole time. And I'm going to show you how hard it is. Girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can we just get to sit here and bully them?
We're going to do it live so the Buzz family can hear every single word. Not even, like, sometimes we pre-record them because the artist needs to take a minute. They call the show at a different time. No, live. Oh, look at you now.
What do you even ask Mark freaking Hoppus? What?
If he has a cell phone.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Screw that song. Today is International Cat Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone on earth should add Sly James the cat. It's the best Instagram. It is the best. I swear, if anything ever happens to my job, I'm just going to take all of my money and
invest in that.
Invest in this cat because it is the cutest, greatest thing. Every morning, this woman dresses her cat up for whatever unofficial holiday it is, and she goes all out like every single day, and it is a blessing. It is my favorite thing about Kansas City. What are you going to say if it's something mean about Sly James the cat?
No, I love Sly James the cat. Okay. I was just going to say, I don't know how she's able to get the cat in those costumes and the way he just stands there and just stares at her lovingly, but also is like, I will kill you at the end of this.
She is now putting shoes on the cat.
I don't
what?
Know
no,
how a
not.
Cat is
at
able to
Sly
deal
James
with that.
The cat Instagram. It is, she puts shoes on the cat, and then the cat's got like hats and baseballs. I have messaged her about this and been like, how do you do it? It is like the eighth wonder of the world. And she says that this cat has been, from day one, just totally easy to work with. That's it. Shoes. Who? Like, foot prisons. She puts her cat in foot prisons. Like flippers here on National Snorkeling Day. Like,
I don't get it. I love it, though.
It's the greatest Instagram on earth. The cowboy one for National Day of the Cowboy on July 27th.
I love how the new Instagrams usually come out, like, during our show sometimes. So it's also a little bit of joy gem that I get to wait for every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
See, Chris and I used to just try and like it before Jordan could see it. That was always our goal in the mornings.
Physically impossible.
We need to like it and comment before Jordan sees it.
I have an innate feeling inside of myself. It's like I'm sitting here and then it's similar to when you drink coffee and then you just get that urge to poop.
Yep.
You know, Stacey?
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well aware.
You know, I'm just like sitting here and I'm like, whoop, Sly James updated. Sly James the cat updated. Sly James the cat. It's the truth.
Is that all you do on Instagram? All the time?
That's all that needs to happen. Like, shut down Instagram and just make it Sly James the cat.
That's a dog.
Well, that's because I refreshed because the internet goes so fast because I have followers, a large amount of followers.
Oh.
Thousands. Mm. Right. But I don't want to talk about Instagram right now, even though you should add me on Instagram at Jordan Silver, Jordan with an I. I want to talk about Facebook.
Okay.
Do you guys get weird ads from people?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the requests and the messages and the, hey, so-and-so messaged you.
Right. Yeah. At this point, I have enough members of the Buzz family that I'm friends with that that's pretty much who adds me, the people that listen to the radio station. And so it says you have 10 friends in common, you have 15 friends in common. So when you see, or when I see that there's zero friends in common, that's nothing.
First red flag.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I've put some of these on my Instagram pictures of like people and their profile pictures where I got two ads in one day of the same girl, but two different names, the same picture.
Maybe they're twins. Mm.
I thought that.
Oh, okay.
And then we all wrote this crazy narrative on Instagram about it. But then a couple days ago, this woman that was not wearing any pants, just like a thong, laying on the sidewalk at a mall, taking her profile photo while families are walking by.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I liked that one.
No, because she was fake. It was a fake profile.
How do you know that?
Because I had zero friends in common. Well, I'm going to describe this profile of Hannah Bender.
Ooh.
Okay.
And you tell me if it seems legit, okay? She has one profile photo.
Definitely real.
Could you describe it to me?
Yes, it's a picture of her underwater, I'm guessing.
Is she drowning?
She might be drowning. You can't see her face. Kind of looks like she's giving the camera the finger.
Okay.
But she was wearing goggles in that.
Safety first.
Safety first, of course. And that is her only profile photo.
Okay.
That's it.
What else do we have?
That photo was updated on August 25th, 2014. So the only other thing that she's done, and mind you, we have zero friends in common, is October 5th, 2015, she did a shout out to the best chiropractor.
Wow.
Oh.
Who lives in Redmond, Washington, which I feel like is a really, really, really far way for her to go. For
yeah, where does she live?
Zimbabwe.
Oh.
She lives in Zimbabwe, but the best chiropractor, she got on a plane and flew all the way to Redmond, Washington for this chiropractor.
You know, if the chiropractor's that good.
I'm not seeing any red flags.
Well, have you confirmed it's like the Zimbabwe of Africa? Because there's like a Paris, Missouri, a Mexico.
Will
Missouri.
You Google a Zimbabwe in America, please?
Yeah, it could be in like Arkansas. You don't know.
It's definitely not in Arkansas.
Or it could be in Washington.
Even if it's in Arkansas, that's still a far way to go for a chiropractor.
That's fair. That's true.
Yeah. She has three things that she likes.
Ooh.
Yoder chiropractors, which is different than structural chiropractors, which is the place that she does the shout out to.
She's cheating on her chiropractor?
Yeah, and the other one, I don't even know what it is. I'm afraid to say it on the radio. But we have no friends in common.
How many friends does she have total?
Zero.
Oh.
Maybe she's just very private, and that information doesn't come to fruition until you add her.
So should I add her or not?
I think you should. I think that's a real person for sure.
It seems legit to me.
Seems legit?
That seems very legit, yeah.
Do you mind possibly getting all your banking information exposed? If you don't mind, then add her. It's legit.
All right.
What's her name?
Hannah Bender.
It seems legit.
Yeah, it's definitely
okay,
it.
All right, thanks.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Girl, tell us about it, Stacey.
So Jack White and Jack Black met up in Nashville, and Tenacious D recorded a song, and everyone's questioning if it's going to be a collaboration. Is it going to be on Third Man? Is it just you just happened to be there? All this big hubbubaloo about Jack White and Jack Black meeting, and it's like, oh my God, everyone's freaking out. My question is, what about poor Kyle? What about Kyle Glass?
Who's Kyle Glass?
Are you serious? Exactly. That's my point exactly.
Dustin, what's up?
Yeah, so Stephen Ross, the owner and chairman of a umbrella company over Equinox and SoulCycle, and he owns the Miami Dolphins, is throwing a house party this weekend. All for the Trump administration. If you want to go, $100,000, we get a photo and lunch with Trump.
What do I get for $500,000?
What? Shut up, Stacey.
It's ready.
He grabs you by the...
Yes! Chris, do you even want to do this story? You want to just take this microphone off of the hinges and drop it on the ground?
That's what we could do. No, I got to get this one. The University of Washington is seeking clear answers if cannabis can help morning sickness.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that in the news today.
Opponents are saying research is unneedlessly harmful and that the science is settled. And the lead researcher said on this, it's a dangerous mindset to say that science is settled.
translate that for me. What? So can pregnant women smoke weed?
They want to find out that if you are pregnant and if you have morning sickness and you are smoking small amounts of cannabis, they want to study the infant's brain to see if there actually is any positive or negative occurrences from that. We just want to do the research and study it.
Oh, got it. So basically they're going to research if the baby is woke or not.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
We're going to be at Kegs and Eggs tomorrow.
Heck yeah, we are.
So I don't like to do ticket giveaways when we're not here.
Okay.
This is a good thing for the listeners.
That would make sense.
I'll say, I've got tickets for this Saturday for Judah and the Lion. And if we can't give them away tomorrow, that means we got to give them away right now today.
Right now today.
I love you.
I love you, Jordan Silver.
I love you so much, Chris. Tell them, what's the phone number?
It is 576-9.
Whoa.
Wow.
576-7965. There you go, Chris.
I'm just so afraid I'm going to say the other phone number that I used to work for 5 years that's ingrained in my head, so I still haven't switched that over yet.
Thank you. When I moved here, that was my biggest problem.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the text number right, and I could not get the phone number right.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand.
All right. Jordan, I'll give you the phone number, but the text number, really?
Yes. Because I've worked at 5 different radio stations, and they're all...
You're staring at the call numbers.
No, not the call number, but the text line is literally just that.
Well, whatever.
With two zeros
that was
on the
a
end.
Damn it, I started.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
The text line is 96500.
That's right.
The phone number is 576-7965.
That's it. Woo! First three callers going to Judah and the Lion.
Catch Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Every song I download has to pass a series of rigorous tests to answer one simple question. Is it a banger? How many beats per minute? How many drops? How dope are the drops? Were any acoustic instruments used? If so, it is not a banger. I once accidentally downloaded a Lumineer song. I had to throw away my whole computer just to be safe.
Yes.
Yay!
Where is that from?
Parks and Rec!
And that is what a banger is.
Yeah, so if you're ever wondering what a banger is, now you know.
That was it.
That was it.
And if you don't have a banger, you have to throw away your entire computer.
Well... I've had to do it a couple times.
Although, I like the Lumineers.
I know.
I do too.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
That's so, just Tom doesn't like the Lumineers. I'm sorry.
That was Tom?
That was Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, this is like our favorite part of the show.
It's the best part of the week.
It's Thursday's Forgotten Bangers.
Wow, dude.
Ooh, we don't need a voice guy. We just need you.
Yeah.
So we're dusting off, not Dustin, we're dusting off songs that you may have forgot that were totally awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Totally freaking awesome. Let's just get started.
Yeah.
Screw this talking thing. Well, I mean, let's ask you the questions. Stacey Moody, you're going to kick it off with yours.
Oh, my God.
Forgotten
so
banger. The questions are, is this band still a band?
Oh, aren't they? All right. So doing some research, this band now has a different name.
Oh.
Are you freaking ready?
No. Wait, tell us that at the very end.
Okay, yeah.
Let's start with that. When was this song on the Billboard alt charts?
2001, and it topped at 2.
Wow.
But it was number 1 on the top 100, like, several times.
Wow.
Somehow.
So it's a crossover hit to many genres. Okay.
It's a good one.
Any history or interesting story with this song?
This song's a badass. Is what it is.
All right. That's Stacey Moody's justification for picking this as a forgotten banger. Is the band coming to Kansas City?
They are not, but for some reason, they're going to be in London at the end of the month.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's find out what it is. Your forgotten banger. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
I had a crush on the lead singer of this band. Shifty Shell Shock. In 2000. Yeah. Right before I realized that I was a giant les.
Because he looks like a woman?
No, because of his cute little tattoos and his blonde hair and his... Shut up, you guys.
Oh, okay.
All right, tell us the name thing.
Oh. So, in 2017, they changed their name to Crazy Town X. Here's why. Oh, because your boy, Shifty, said, the X is used by gangs to symbolize a territory that has just been won.
Wait a minute. Yet, their song, that's so hard for, or hard for.
What's so hard?
For a song by Crazy Town called Butterfly.
on 96.5. The Buzz. Come and dance with me.
Come and dance with me. One more time, Stacey Moody. Who was that?
Oh, that was Crazy Town with Butterfly.
It's not just Crazy Town.
I'm sorry, Crazy Town X.
Crazy Town X.
Dustin, as someone that was born in 1997 and that was a big hit in 2001, 99,
yeah.
Do you even remember that song?
I don't remember it until it was in movies.
Right.
Like years later.
Yes, and probably like love story movies too.
Yeah. Gross.
Not horde.
Not horde.
Not what at
so
all.
So not horde.
Let's move on to a band where the lead singer was in a lot of movies. What was that movie that Anna Faris was in about the sorority?
Oh, House Bunny?
House Bunny. The lead singer of my band that I brought in was in House Bunny.
He's also in Preacher.
He's had a whole
Jesus,
acting career.
I think.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, well.
Not right, but weird.
Jordan, tell us more about your forgotten banger. Are they still a band?
Yes, they are. They've been a band since 1999.
When were they on the Billboard's alt charts?
They peaked at number 15 in May of 2006, but this song stayed on the chart for 39 weeks, which is a long
that's
time.
That's a long time.
Almost a year.
Almost as long as Deer Hunter.
Is there any history behind this song, interesting story, or just that it was on the Billboard charts for that long?
It was on the Billboard charts for a long time, but Contact Music called the band a, quote, poor man's Green Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's this band that we're going to play.
Man. I prefer this band to Green Day.
Are they coming to KC?
Absolutely not. Unfortunately, because I'm sorry, the lead singer has to be in so many damn movies.
All right, let's see what this is.
All right, here we go. This is my pick for Forgotten Banger.
Yes!
This is a good... This
I
is a
love this
song.
Song. This brings back so many memories from 2007 that it's going to be wonderful.
Do you remember Rock Band? This was on Rock Band.
Absolutely.
Are you just going to tell us what the song is?
No, I'm going to play it with my mouth.
Oh,
All American Rejects, Move Along.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the Buzz.
What are you
just stop? Like, it didn't
stop. Hard stop. Hard
stop. I almost just swore on
Okay, I don't know what's happening now.
Did you not hear what happened at the end of that song?
It just got.
I heard it.
What a way to end that song. I definitely know that's not how that ends. Hold on. We got to pull the end of this song back up. Hold on.
I guess that's
speaking
over.
Of moving along.
Can't even hear the
get end. Out.
That would be my pick for the Forgotten Bangers, All American Rejects with Move Along from 2006. Great sing along song, but I'm going to go ahead and say that, Dustin, you have the sing along song of the morning.
Of the morning?
Of the morning, for sure. Out of all of these, I mean, Butterfly, great
Butterfly
one.
Butterfly was good. I knew way too much of that song, I realized.
It was embarrassing.
It was basically Shifty over here.
Shifty Shell Shock. I know, I was totally attracted to you. Rapping, you know, come here, my lady, I'm gonna kiss you with a...
Oh my God, those were definitely the lyrics.
Let's move on to the guy...
Let's move along, if you will.
How many puns can you make in one... Break.
It's Stacey Moody.
I know.
It's Stacey Moody. Sometimes we get her laughing just so she stops talking. We can get her to that point. So if you know anything about the show, you know, the people that are on the show, you know that Chris is weird.
This isn't a weird song, is
it? It's pretty weird.
I'll just give you one of my answers now. This was number one.
Damn.
For really?
Two weeks.
What that year?
2002.
Okay, is your forgotten banger band still a band?
They are still a band. They are still a band.
Okay. All right.
But are they still a band?
He's short circuiting. Johnny Five Alive. Any interesting history or story with this?
No. They toured.
No, it's fine. Are they coming to Kansas City?
They're not coming to Kansas City, but they will be in San Jose on my birthday. And then they're going to Europe.
They still tour?
Yes.
Are they going with Crazy Town?
They might be.
All right, here it is, guys. Ready?
Boom.
No, that's the other song.
I knew what it was. I knew what. Yeah, that is the other song.
OD Youth of the Nation.
Oh,
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
That was the wonderful POD with Youth of the Nation.
Mm-hmm. Your forgotten banger.
Forgotten banger. My older brother tried to go to this concert tour back in like 01, 02-ish-esque, and my parents wouldn't let him.
That band was religious, though.
I know. That's what was the angle that he tried to do, but they're a Christian band, which technically they say they're a band of Christians, not a Christian band.
Ah, I see. Mama Cindy.
Right.
It would have been okay.
It would have been to let 15-year-old Joshua go to the concert. Joshua.
15-year-old Joshua couldn't go to POD. Aww. I think I've seen them a couple times, too. I have a little soft spot in my heart for that kind of music. I love Limp Bizkit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like, I love old Limp Bizkit. I love Korn. Old Korn. I even was a little bit into their newer stuff. What was it? That dubstep?
Popcorn?
That dubstep stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Stacey Moody. All right. Let's stay on topic, kind of. Dustin, your forgotten banger.
The sing-along song.
Is, yes. I don't know how many times I've seen people karaoke this song.
Ooh,
and
they shouldn't.
Butchered it.
They shouldn't.
So let's kick you off. Is this band still a band?
No. No longer a band.
They reunited.
They did.
No, well, they reunited for one time only in Los Angeles in 2015 at an event that I was at, and so I videoed them doing this song, and it's on YouTube. It's on my YouTube, and it's, like, got 100,000 views.
Okay, so one of the questions is, are they coming to KC? And my answer was going to be, no, but they did a reunion. No. Thank you.
Well, no, they only did it for one time only, so that was it.
It's written on the paper.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Oh, I stole your...
You stole mine.
Well, I was there and I was videoing. I snuck up to the $25,000 seats and videoed it from the very front.
$25,000?
It was for a benefit, yeah. It was called... Oh, never mind. When was this song on the Billboard charts?
It peaked at 29 in 1993.
Okay. What about a history or interesting story?
I've got one, don't worry. The final version of this song was recorded in one day.
Really?
One day. Final version was recorded in one day.
Wow. Okay. Well, I already ruined it by telling you guys what it was, kind of.
Wow.
Look at that.
The sing-along song.
The sing-along song.
I'm so ready for this.
Oh, please don't.
Are we all going to sing along?
It's going to get so high in here.
Please.
I want Buzz family singing along. I want everyone singing along. Four non-blondes. What's up?
Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin, you got the serious story.
Yeah, immigration officials in Mississippi, 600 immigration officials in Mississippi carried out a pretty big serious operation.
ICE agents carried out the largest statewide sweep of workplaces for undocumented immigrants in U.S. history.
They arrested 680 people working at food processing plants in Mississippi. So if any of you guys need a job, you know, and you want to move to Mississippi.
Oh, God, no one wants to do that. Chris, what's up?
Gary Alexander booked a room last year at the Super 8 in Ottawa. 10 months later, the hotel calls him and says the confirmation wasn't valid.
The Super 8?
The Super 8, I'm not sure why he chose that one, but he called some problem solvers, and the Hilton Hampton Inn was able to offer him a room for free of charge for the weekend for his troubles.
See, so much better than
that's
the Super
how you
8.
Won up the competition right there.
Stacey, what's up?
Hooters!
Yeah! Talking about Hooters?
We're going after this.
Yeah, Hooters. What's up?
Hooters is coming out with a line of booze sold in their restaurants. They've got vodka, gin, tequila, rum, and something called Hooters Heat Cinnamon Whiskey, which sounds god-awful, but the good news is now you can get hammered and stare at boobs in the comfort of your own home.
What?
Where are you getting the boobs?
I feel like this.
You find the boobs on your own.
Look at my boobs.
Look at my Hooters.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
So what had happened was Stacey was singing What's Up by the Four Non-Blondes when we were doing Forgotten Bangers earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And she hit this note that hurt. I mean, for the most part, you were pretty good with that.
Hey, thanks.
I couldn't even, like, Simon Cowell you.
I know.
You were a little pitchy.
Okay.
It was an A sharp, and it should have been an E flat.
Right.
No big deal.
But, you know, it's the morning. You haven't warmed up or anything.
Thank you, yeah.
But there was this one note that when you sung it, my eyes crossed. and I couldn't stop laughing to the point where I almost passed out from not breathing.
You were on the ground.
I was. But I did remember that when Chris went through this weird cabinet a couple weeks ago down by my feet in the studio, one of the things that he found was this CPR kit. Mm. So I grabbed it and I threw it at you guys. I was like, someone's going to need to do this because I'm going to die.
So I decided to open said CPR box, and it's actually a training box, but the first thing you see is the eyeless, well, he has ears.
He does have ears.
Emotionless man that you're supposed to perform practice CPR on.
But in the box, it's like all deflated and folded and up, like, and it's just like the face staring you back. Oh, God.
It's like an episode of The Office where he cuts it off and wears it. That's exactly as soon as I opened it. I was like, oh, God.
Best scene. But so then I took it away from them. Because I said, you guys can stop it, Chris. I said, you guys can play with your toy after we do the news. Because that's what it's like in here. And now you guys won't stop taking pictures.
Oh, my God.
We gave him a jewel. We gave him some little headphones.
Yeah.
Jordan said we're not allowed to give him her
The
hat.
Snapchat filter works swell Dude. On that thing.
Where can people see this, Chris?
My story on Snapchat. He'll
put it on Instagram.
I'll put it on your Instagram.
Okay, that sounds good. God, is there a name for that?
Oh, no.
We need a name. I don't want to pick.
That's a lot of pressure.
Can we have the Buzz family pick?
They don't care that much.
Nah.
No, they don't. He's a BuzzFit. He's like a misfit.
Actually,
but he's a BuzzFit.
How about the first three people that give us hilarious names for our CPR dummy
for our fifth. Numbers are hard.
Count.
1, 2. Hold on. Let me take my shoes off.
Why?
Oh. Okay. You know what?
All right. So the first three people that have great names for us to call the CPR dummy score tickets to the Struts tomorrow at the Missouri State Fair. 576-7965.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
When I get a note that I'm going to have executive board members in the studio, I usually picture somebody dressed up to the nine, you know, in a suit and everything like that. But Ryan, you are wearing a 90210 shirt.
Not just 90210, summer season, the best season of television ever.
Of all time.
When Kelly cheats with Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
And what's his name? David walks in and it plays, "Damn, wish I was your lover."
So beautiful. So beautiful. And Shannon, you are...
I just went with the casual look today.
Right.
Sporting my organization, Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So
the casual look.
The casual look. It's 8 a.m. It's a little early for me.
Absolutely.
So. She is wearing a Melrose Place bra, though.
Oh, okay, good. Beautiful. Well, nope, don't say that, Jordan. Okay, so you're here from Stonewall Sports KC.
Yes.
And I love how, like, relaxed you guys came in, because that's kind of like the vibe of the sports league.
Yes.
This isn't people that are very, very into sports and like are going to be angry and have like moms and partners screaming.
No, I hope not.
Not quite. It's not going to be like Olympics or anything. It's just a time that we can get together, have a great time, be our authentic selves and just be able to, you know, meet other people in the community.
Cool, cool.
My mom will be there screaming, though.
Okay, yes. Okay. So make sure, you know, with the kickball, lay off Ryan.
There's a lot of pressure on
it. So tell me a little bit more about Stonewall Sports KC, because this is brand new in Kansas City.
Yeah, brand new. We launched just on July 26th, and we are bringing Stonewall Sports to Kansas City. Stonewall Sports is a national sports league, intramural sports league, that raises funds for LGBTQ charities in whichever city they're working on, and works to bring communities together by bringing LGBTQ and allies together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just wanting to have fun too, which is I think a really important part of it. Except for my mom, who's going to be yelling at me.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. There's always one.
There's
probably going to be moms and drag queens that are just going to be like, don't break my nails.
Yeah.
I know how this goes. So Stonewall, the very important word in all of that. Can you tell me a little bit more about the connection with Stonewall?
Yeah, so Stonewall Sports is named after the Stonewall Riots, which this is the 50th anniversary of. We're really happy that we get a launch on that. But this was basically just a huge movement in the Pride, or a huge moment in the Pride movement occurring in 1969 in Greenwich Village. There's a beautiful memorial there to it now, but it's basically, it was the breaking point for trans people, queens, LGBT members, with the police, and it went on for days. And we just honor that by bringing the community together instead of letting portions of the community tear us apart. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're named after Stonewall.
There's a great documentary on PBS about that, which the people that listen to the show, I think they like documentaries. Yeah. So yes, go on PBS. It's great. It tells everything, every minute about it. And it was a huge thing. So what I really like about this is there's a lot. It's not like you can't show up drunk, because we've talked about this, but you guys are providing the community, the LGBTQ ally community as well, with something to do that isn't like getting drunk and going to a bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, tell me a little bit more about Kickball that's coming up.
Yeah. So Kickball will actually start on September 8th. And what we're hoping right now is to have 12 teams. And through that, you know, we'll be playing from noon to 5 o'clock. And the best part is you can go out with your team before, go to brunch. If you want to drink, you can drink. And that's awesome. If drinking isn't your thing, that's okay, too. Mm-hmm. You can just like come together, have a community and with like-minded people and kind of do whatever you're most comfortable with. Because let's be real, it's kind of hard being a part of the LGBT community and like trying to go meet people at bars because they already have their cliques and so forth like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to bring a whole different atmosphere with that too. So if you are interested in Kickball, our registration actually stops on August 15th. And just a quick promo, if you use the word queer, you get $5 off.
I use that word for everything as my promo code. Sometimes it works. You'd be surprised. Absolutely. This is the kind of thing that is so inclusive that if you ask all of your friends and they don't want to do it, you can still become part of a team. Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit of how you guys are working towards that to place people that may individually just come?
Yeah, we have actually a couple events that are perfect for those types of people out there, because I'm definitely that type of person. Like I'll go out and do stuff on my own. But this Saturday from 5 to 7 at Woody's, we have our free agent social, which you can sign up on our registration site and say, I want to play this, but I don't have a team, and we'll sign you to a team. And this free agent social is just an opportunity for you to come out, realize how cool Shannon is, what a loser I am.
Oh, stop it, Ryan. You're wearing Beverly Hills 90210 shirt.
But shameless plug, I do have a team, so if anyone wants to be on my team, let me know.
Ooh, wait, names?
Yet? New Kicks on the Block.
Oh, shoot.
So come join my team.
My team's name is Pitches Be Crazy.
Oh, see, that would be, yep.
Shout out to Daniel.
I went with a more wholesome approach, so.
Why? What are you doing? It's for fun. It's for fun. Okay, so as far as like age requirements, what age range are we looking at with this?
18 plus.
Okay. Any other kind of requirements for people? Do they have to have like insurance or anything?
No, actually through the Stonewall Sports National Organization, that actually covers our insurance and everything.
So, awesome.
During registration, you'll just fill out a waiver for that and then also for the actual field. And then past that, everything's taken care of.
Little bit of paperwork.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. It's really hard. It's literally two clicks. I mean, that's pretty challenging.
What is the website that they do some clicking on to find you guys?
StonewallKansasCity.leagueapps.com. Real short.
Right. Yes. Very short. Not confusing at all. And then Stonewall KC on Facebook, and then the links are all there as well.
Of course. And wow. Instagram.
And Instagram, of course. Of course. There is, you said that there's, as far as the executive board, there's a lot of female leadership going on there.
Absolutely. So I am actually the treasurer. And then we also have our technical director, Stephanie Wagner, which is really exciting because usually you don't see women in those type of roles, like just, you know, planning the games and getting all the equipment ready and so forth. So we're really excited to be able to bring more female leadership to the team and just to bring a different perspective to the LGBTQ community in Kansas City.
Awesome. Yeah. And the physicalness of the person that wants to sign up, can it be all over the board? Are we looking for...
Okay. I have played kickball for 2 years, and I think I've caught a ball in the outfield once.
Okay.
So, if that gives you the idea of how sporty I am, it's really about having fun.
Right.
So there's people that are awesome and very athletic, and there's people who just really want to come together and make some friends. So wherever you are on the spectrum, there's a team for you.
Shannon actually has a better average of catching balls at Kauffman Stadium.
Nice.
We're not getting into that.
Oh, damn. We'll get into that next time. Yeah. But Ryan and Shannon from Stonewall Sports, Casey, thank you so much for coming in and
you,
setting
Jordan.
Up this league. It's going to be awesome. Hit up their Facebook, stonewallkc.com, for more information.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
I would totally do the Stonewall Sports KC thing, but I have to get my knees fixed first.
Yeah, it about gave out when we were getting in the elevator this morning.
That's it. I'm just standing there. Gave out my knee. It's so gross. And the left one is much worse than the right one, but they're both bad.
But they said we're there to have fun. The sporting ability doesn't matter in any sense of the imagination. So just go and have fun.
I can't even stand, really. I mean, I can, but...
Not very well.
No.
Bring a cane.
Should we get you a rascal?
Is that one on your block still available?
No, it's gone, but we can figure it out.
That's a damn shame. Well, tomorrow... I get my first set of injections.
I'm so excited to see how your knees grow.
Injections.
Yeah.
Are you gonna,
do you know what they're putting in yet?
Baby blood?
Rooster comb.
Rooster
comb.
Comb.
Oh, stop.
I was
it.
Like, wow.
Stop it, really? Come on. You think I would say that on the radio?
Rooster comb.
Well, that's OMB.
So that's
what
like
is a rooster?
Okay. It's the red stuff on the rooster's face or head or gullet. Right?
I think gullet is here.
So it's at the top part on the top.
It's a red mohawk-y looking thing.
Yeah.
They're putting that... Can you...
In my knee.
Do you know the science behind that? Because I don't understand how that is going to work
at all. No, I mean, it's supposed to take the place of cartilage and like
make
my knee.
Okay.
Because
stay forever? Do you need injections in like 10 years or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
There's a series of injections that I have to have.
You're going to be part...
Rooster.
I was so close to using that. Oh.
We get it.
What? The C word.
Other C word for rooster.
C-block?
Oh.
C-block.
Oh, God. Come on.
Can that be your new nickname?
Can we call you Rooster Cogburn?
No.
Foghorn Leghorn?
Yes. Yes. Foghorn Leghorn. Foghorn.
You guys, there's going to be rooster in my mind.
You're going to be part rooster.
That's so gross.
It's going to be hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
Is what the technical term for that's going to be injected into you.
Ugh.
But when I put in rooster comb on Google, it said rooster comb, injections for the knee.
That was obnoxious.
Is that what's going to happen in the morning when you come in? Your knees are instead of cracking.
Every morning when we start the show.
When the sun comes up, are you just going to like do that unintentionally?
Your knees will do that. Instead of cracking and like, they'll just be bat.
I thought we were friends, you guys. I don't even know if I like you anymore.
That's on you.
No, but I have to start wearing the two braces.
Oh my God, every day? Yes!
You did see the ones that I sent you on Etsy from like 1872.
Yeah, I think that's those? Pretty close to what I need.
My gosh. Oh my God, Foghorn Leghorn wearing two braces. And
Foghorn Leghorn, Forrest Gumping.
Oh,
Forrest Gump running.
Foghorn Gump. Foghorn Leghorn Gump.
Forrest Leghorn. There it is.
Forrest Leghorn.
Forrest Leghorn.
Jordan Silver and friends.
So while I was getting ready to do an interview with our friends from Stonewall KC, Stonewall Sports KC, you guys were playing with a doll.
Yeah.
A blow-up doll?
Yes.
Well, technically, I had to blow it up.
You did, and it was weird.
It was weird.
It was weird sounding. Tell me, this CPR doll, you guys got names for it?
We did. We had a few. We had Wendy Peppercorn, Cletus.
I like Wendy Peppercorn.
I do, too.
Is there
some
meaning behind that?
It's from The Sandlot. It's the really hot blonde lifeguard that saves Squint's life. And that's why, because it's a CPR. She performed CPR.
All you got to do is
hot
say
blonde.
Hot blonde.
Hot blonde. That's it. Wendy, the hot blonde.
There's Moody's blow-up boy.
Did you text that in?
Resuscitation Robbie.
Inflatable. Love that one. I know. Is that not amazing?
Inflatable.
That one's good.
We need to give that person nothing.
Stan Zbornak.
That's a Golden Girls reference. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
One of my personal favorites is Chris.
Sir Fancy Pants von Goldschwager V.
That's a good one.
We can't shout at that. Shout that whole name while you're giving that thing CPR. Come on, friends.
Adult, are you all right?
Okay, well, we have a CPR doll now. And Chris, it's all over Instagram.
Oh,
all over your Instagram story.
It's going to be, yep.
Okay, just find your link from mine because your username is slightly odd. And tomorrow, kegs and eggs, bitches.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Kegs and eggs,
with
bitches.
With who and where and what time.
Riot Room? Yep.
With Run River North?
Yeah.
Yep. At 6 a.m.?
Yeah. Doors open? Yep.
Doors open at 6 a.m. Be there. First 100 people through the door get free booze. One free burr. Get some breakfast.
Listen, everybody.
And who's doing something, and cocktails from Tito's?
Yep. And who's doing the breakfast?
Mama's catering, mother's catering. Keep going. Grandma's catering.
Yes.
Buzz family.
Woo!
Buzz family. Stacy, I don't know. Did you get a prescription to Adderall or something?
It was windy over here that helped me. It was Inflatable that really just.
What do you mean helped you? Is it talking to you?
Yeah. Do you not hear him?
No. Nobody hears him.
When are you going to go to the corner and make out with him?
I've already done that.
Yeah. Check out the picture that comes with the podcast today. Mm-hmm. Stacy is kissing. Our blow up.
Sorry, AZ. I've already cheated on you.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.